Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, and the responsorial psalm for today's Mass says it beautifully when it exhorts us to sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. And in fact, throughout the history of salvation, God has done marvelous deeds for his people. But today we celebrate this most marvelous deed that God has done in the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that is, of course, her Immaculate Conception. This is the work of God par excellence. And so God, in view of the foreseen merits of Christ's redemption, applies those to his mother at the first moment of her conception. And so she is conceived immaculate, which literally means without stain. And so she is without the stain of original sin. She is without all of the effects of original sin, namely concupiscence, human weakness, and all of the rest. And not only that, but she is granted the fullness of grace, as we heard the Archangel Gabriel salute Our Lady, "Hail, full of grace." And so God fills Our Lady at the first instant with the plenitude of his gifts and graces. This is what is conveyed in the entrance antiphon, which is taken from the prophet Isaiah. "I rejoice heartily in the Lord, and my God is the joy of my soul, for he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice, like a bride adorned with her jewels." And so Our Lady is the bride, the spouse of the Holy Spirit. And so her spouse, the Holy Spirit, adorns his bride with precious jewels. And that refers to the greatest heavenly gifts and graces. The second reading from St. Paul to the Ephesians also makes reference to this. When God, and blessed be God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Okay, so God has blessed us, that is, his people, with every spiritual blessing, but not each and every one of us with every spiritual blessing. The scripture says, I think it's Christ himself, who says, "They shall all be salted with fire." Right? So that fire, referring to the Holy Spirit and his gifts, they shall all be salted. That is, his faithful will be sprinkled with various gifts. But that's not the case with regard to Our Lady, the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She is not sprinkled, but she receives a torrent, a flood of heavenly gifts and graces. So for Our Lady, we can say that every spiritual blessing in the heavens has been granted to her. Okay? More so than all men, all saints, and all angels together. And from that first instant of her fullness of grace, she then increases in fullness. Okay, this has been compared to a balloon, right? When you blow up a balloon, well, it's full of air. If you blow it up some more, it's still full of air, just fuller. And so that's what happens throughout Our Lady's life, is she has the fullness of grace from the very first instant, but then by acts of her free will, in cooperating with every actual grace that she receives throughout her life, she is continually saying yes to those graces, and thereby meriting with each yes further grace. And so her increase of grace is exponential throughout her life. And this becomes unimaginable. And you know what? That's exactly what the church teaches. We can't even imagine it. The proclamation of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception says that Our Lady is so great that no created mind that is neither human nor angelic will ever understand completely who she is, not even when we get to heaven. She so far surpasses us. This is the reason why one of the medieval theologians by the name of Suarez, he has this to say about Our Lady, and this is beautiful. Wherefore, Our Lady by herself alone is more acceptable to God than all the rest. God, therefore, loves the Blessed Virgin alone more than the whole church, that is, more than all men and angels taken together. That should make us very, very happy, right? In a Christian soul where the Holy Spirit dwells, words like this regarding his spouse brings joy, not envy, right? Not the why didn't God do that for me? Why didn't he make us all immaculate, right? Well, we know he didn't make us all immaculate because a garden derives its beauty from the variety of flowers. And that is the will of God, that we all not be the same, that the church possess virgins, martyrs, teachers, doctors, children saints, married saints, and all of the rest. But there is only and can be only one Immaculate Mother of God, co-redemptrix and mediatrix of all graces. That's been reserved for one. The beloved daughter of God the Father, the mother of the Son, and the spouse of the Holy Spirit. And this is what the Church celebrates today. Our Immaculate Mother, who watches over us with the fullness of her grace, and grants us a share, a participation in this as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.